Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. Hey. Good evening. We're in for a special treat tonight, people. We really are. This is one of those nights where I'm like, wow, so happy to be doing this show. This is awesome. Every now and then I hear a CD, which I go, wow. I really remember now why I like music. Growing up from the age of vinyl to CD players to Walkmans and iPods and taking everything for granted now, every now and then you hear something that just reminds you why you like music so much. And I got to tell you, tonight's guests, well, this is one of those CDs. I was so glad that I came in contact with this group because I'm very excited about it. Color of Three, Paint by Number. And it's just a, what I like to call, trilogy of triumph. I loved it. I just played it for my 18-year-old and his girlfriend. And I'm talking about kids who grew up in the iPod age, and they loved it too. It was just like, I was like, oh, so cool, I'm exposing them. And it's so awesome. And these people will be calling in. I see them in the switchboard room right now. But what I want to do is just give you a little taste, a little flavor of what we're going to be hearing tonight. And I got to tell you, this first song I'm going to play is really kind of my favorite right now, and it makes me want to do what it says. Here we go.
Have you heard the good news? I'm so far gone into you that I'm crying. Can't keep my hands to myself. This is bad for my health.
that nice? Wasn't that nicely layered and textured? Color 3 came to be a band as a result of the three musicians. They wanted to do some charity concert and compose and record and perform live together outside the scope of their other bands. Their combined songwriting talents have created a uniquely original sound that blends all their former experience from gospel to pop to metal. It's just a wonderful blend. I'm very excited about this CD. And I'm going to bring on first, I believe, Gary. I'm going to open your mic first. I see everyone else, but I'm going to open Gary. Are
hey,
you there,
yes,
Gary Teal?
Hi there.
Pronounced Peel, like Emma
That's
Peel
right.
from the Avengers.
You remember that.
I remember it and loved it. Gary, I love this CD. I've been playing it all day, and I don't know if you heard this. I just played it for my 18-year-old and his girlfriend, and it was so like, wow, this is great, Mom. What is this? I was like, yay!
Oh,
awesome.
That's
so tell
nice
us a little bit about, I know I'm just so in love with this CD, but tell us a little about, before I bring on Kimberly and Jeff, how you all got together. Because I know you met while performing in Boston for the group.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Right. That's exactly right, yes. And so I was actually the first guy of the three of us to join the band. Before Boston, I played in Sammy Hagar's band for 8 years.
Awesome. Doubly
awesome. And he was a lot of fun. As you can imagine, you know, what you see is what you get with Sammy. You know, he's just one fun-loving guy, you know. And so we were the opening act for actually Boston, the end of Boston's first tour in 77, and then we did their whole second tour, 78 through 79, as the opening act. So in essence, I've been on every Boston tour there's ever been. The first two, I was just in the opening act. But along the way, some of the other members had left, and Tom, of course, remembered me. We had kept in touch and all that, and he said, gee, would you come back and help me finish the third album? And maybe, you know...
And we're talking about Tom Schultz, right?
Founder of
Boston, okay.
Yes, leader, songwriter, producer,
songwriter,
engineer,
founder,
you know.
Producer, engineer,
yeah.
Mr. Everybody. Yes.
Yeah, man of many talents. So that's what I did. So I moved back and... again, started working on Third Stage album, and he said, hey, this is great, let's do this. And so I moved the wife and kids and back to Boston, and we've been here ever since. And then along the way, yeah, it's been a wonderful experience for me. Of course, Tom is such a genius on all levels. I knew a little bit about electronics, and so I ended up working at his factory where we made products for our guitars, you know. So we made the Rockman. That's the
and as a guitarist, you're just that's part of what you do. I mean,
yeah, right. So anyway, it was a great collaboration there of the stuff I knew and to work with him. And along the way, we needed some other members because you know members come and go at times. And so we were looking actually for a singing drummer at the time. And somebody said, oh, you got to check out this band. And so Tom and I went over to this club, and they had actually a very good singing drummer. But Tom said, but who's the girl on guitar? Let's get her in the band because she sings awesome. And so after the show, Tom went up to Kimberly and said, your voice is beautiful. We'd love to have you in the band, but we don't need another guitarist. You play bass. And of course, she said, I can.
Oh, that's so, Kimberly Dom. How do you say the
Dom.
Name? Dom, okay. Kimberly Dom, yeah. Whose voice is so sultry and sexy on the CD as well. I was like, for a minute, I was going, she's blending into her own bass because
right.
She's that low, sexy voice. It's just, I was like, wow, listen to that. Listen to that. That's so awesome. And then there was Jeff.
Right. So, Jeff, same thing. We were still looking for the singing drummer, and Tom was up in Maine, and Jeff will tell you the rest of the story. I wasn't there on that one, but Tom found him there and said, well, there he is, you know, singing drummer, plays great, sounds, sings great. What else do you need? But I'll let Jeff take that over.
Oh, yeah, and also before I bring Jeff on, Kimberly, you're coming. Don't worry, you're coming on. But, Jeff, I just love the driving beat. I mean, I was trying to separate everybody's part while I was listening to the different various songs, which you wrote a lot of, right? Most of it. All of you.
Of the songs on the CD, yeah.
CD, yes.
Yeah, we did most of them. although we did have some external singer-songwriters help us with some of those. And
as all CDs do, but it was a lot of just well-driven, and also I just want to mention before I bring on Jeff that it was a lot for charity, and that was the positive, not a nice thing behind this whole thing,
that
you're all very creative and all very talented, but it was just like, let's do one thing more, and that's what makes it so special. And let's bring on Jeff now. Jeff Neal,
hi,
you're
there,
on the
Nancy.
Line. Hi, Jeff. So you're hearing this rave reviews about you here.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much for the kind words.
Kind words and also your talent that
they
spied so early on there. And all of you played with a lot of famous people on top of it. It's not like you guys came out of nowhere. You were all professionals in your own right before this even began. But it's so great what you've done with Color 3.
Well,
yeah, thank you. It's
you're too modest already as a drummer. But I do like that driving beat. And as I said, I was so ready. I played it and I said, I'm ready for a road trip. Where's my car? I was ready to go somewhere. I wanted to go somewhere right away. And so, Jeff, tell me about your coming into this whole situation.
Well, I guess to kind of dovetail with what Gary was talking about, I mean, my first, I guess, exposure to get the chance to meet and work with Gary and Kimberly, obviously, was in Boston. And I guess I was the spring chicken as far as kind of coming into, the group. The story to kind of continue that, what Gary was talking about, I mean, literally, I was just, you know, unbeknownst to me, kind of doing my weekend warrior work that I've been doing for, you know, a lot of years, prior to joining Boston. And Tom just happens to be in the audience one night and literally came up after one of our sets, introduced himself, and my jaw pretty much hit the floor. He was very cordial, very, very pleasant, very complimentary about my playing. We kind of exchanged contact information. He told me a little bit about the fact that he was looking for a drummer. And would I be interested in coming down for for an audition? And then, you know, the rest is history per se, I guess. And then as I started, obviously, you know, working with a band and as you kind of, you know, on the road and you're obviously, you know, working with other musicians, you start talking about influences, you start talking about things you'd like to do at some particular point. And you know, as we're getting to know each other on the road, this kind of became the genesis and kind of percolated the idea of maybe, you know, is there interested maybe later on when there's some time to write some material. And that really, I guess, you know, became, I guess, the initial drive or the push to kind of create the Color 3 project.
Oh, yes. Yes. Paint by Number. It's just, I love, love, love this CD. It's terrific. The other thing is, it's what I find also being a comedian and an actress and a performer is that cream does rise to the top. And that's why you always have to be on. You cannot just be doing your job. You always have to be giving your best, no matter if it's a bar mitzvah, a road show, or playing for 3,000 people. And
absolutely.
I think that's what I get a sense of this, that you are all professionals who love what you do. Speaking of love what you do, and I have to say quite lovely on top of it, let's bring Kimberly on. Kimberly.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Hi, very lovely. I love your headshot. Oh, my God.
Why, thank you.
What a distraction for these poor musicians.
What's that? I'm sorry?
What a distraction for these poor musicians.
No,
Kimberly,
they know me
bass.
So well. I'm like their sister. They've seen me real.
And, you know, the bass is one of my – they've seen you real. And also, I love the bass. I'm always trying to single out the bass. I actually own a Daisy Rock bass.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, how fun.
If any, you guys know, it's a big Daisy bass.
Yeah, that's
like
right.
A Daisy.
I've been told that lately. Oh, you need a Daisy Rock bass. I'm like, really?
Oh my
okay.
God.
But I looked at them and they were absolutely beautiful.
But your voice is so sultry that I have to remind myself, wait a minute, there's a lady in there. Because it just blends in. It's like you and your bass sort of become one in the tonality.
Wow.
And when I'm listening to it, and I'm going, oh, wow, oh, wait, that's her. That's her. That's not the bass. So it's so nice, but it's so great, too, because a lot of the songs in here are, I get exposed to, and I want to thank Gail Parento, I get exposed to so much good stuff with this. And the fact that you all just had to challenge yourself beyond, it's not enough that you're playing in Boston and you met that way, but you guys are challenging yourself and say, let's do more. I love
it. Oh, absolutely.
And so what is it like? I know you were like the first woman with Boston,
yes.
The first woman player with Boston. So what's
yes,
that like, Kimberly? I have to ask her, guys. What's it like?
I mean, hey, I look at my job. I loved it. I love it. It's like, you know, who wouldn't want that? I'm just saying.
And just from talking to you, it just seems you all just really get each other and appreciate each other so much.
We do. I have extreme admiration for these gentlemen. I mean, they're consistent and fabulous and brilliant. It's just it's a real fortunate position for myself to get the chance to work with them, and it was a blessing with Tom Scholes and Boston.
Oh yeah, Tom Scholes, a brilliant man in his own right. I mean everything
Absolutely.
He's done, and you had a great song, one of his CDs, I believe, with you.
Oh, that's right. On the Corporate America CD. That's right. That was quite. I can't think of a wonderful word. I was overwhelmed and overjoyed.
And that's it's so nice. I don't know if you heard the part about it. I played it for 18-year-olds.
Oh,
I was having
so
dinner
cool.
tonight, and I played it for my 18-year-old and his girlfriend. He goes, "What's this, Mom? This is really cool." And I go,
"Awesome.
I know." That's what I said. And,
or you
and
should
speaking,
say, they say epic, I believe.
Epic? Oh, God. They change it every day on me.
Right.
I just think I try to toy with them, and I throw in new words like vermicitude or something, you know, with them. But I want to play Happy now because this is a great song, too.
Oh, I love that.
If you guys hang on, I'm going to play Happy. Here we go.
You never never know if it's truth you're told. Can we just let go? All that glitters is gold. Never know if it's truth you're told. Can we just let go? All that glitters is gold. Never know if it's truth you're told. Can we just let go? All that glitters is gold.
That's what it takes to make you happy. That's what it takes to make me happy. That's what it takes to make you happy. That's what it takes to make me happy.
Awesome. This is one of those songs that I see like 2,000 people singing the words to. They're out in the crowd and they're going, if that's what it takes to make you, you know, now the crowd, put the mic in the audience.
Absolutely.
Nice.
And I see that happen. I really like that. And it's just, it's terrific. And how do you feel about, like, you guys seem pretty equal. In the album, when I was listening to the CD, I call it an album, CD, everything seems pretty equally divided up music-wise. Was that on purpose? That
well, you know, we is my mic on? Can everybody hear me there?
Yeah,
I hear you.
Okay. This is Gary again. I was just going to say, of course, that's Jeff singing that song there. And, yeah, we certainly all respect each other's abilities and input. And that's, to me, that's one of the greatest things about being in a band as opposed to being a solo artist, is that you have those other influences and you come in with an idea and the other person says, oh, well, how about if you change it like this? And you go, oh, yeah, that's even better, you know. So to me, again, that's the
great
thing.
Well, I get a great sense of equality on there, because there'll be a lot of CDs that I'll listen to and I'll get, why is this person so much? But you guys, it all seems equal. It just seems like when you're playing, it all seems about the song.
Well, there you go. That's our best compliment.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what we're looking for, yeah.
Oh, you have a question here. I have from Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Addict Headquarters. She actually, her computer goes in and out. She's another radio show, actually, every Tuesday at 4 p.m., Movie Addict Headquarters. Betty Jo Tucker on Blog Talk Radio. She said, would they like to do movie background tunes?
Yes.
Sure, yeah. Why not?
Let's think about that. Yes. Okay.
The answer is yes, Betty Jo, they would. Betty Jo on Movie Addict Headquarters, use your movie connections and turn them on to these the band, okay? Turn them on to Color 3, Paint by Number. Great. Actually, she interviews tons of celebrities, so thank you, Betty Jo, for listening to tonight's show as well as Gail Parento in the chat room.
Yay.
Thank you, Gail Parento.
Thank you, Gail.
On computers, sometimes it goes in and out. But Betty Jo is calling from Colorado, so that's very nice. And I just think it's great with everything that you're doing and that you're working together and doing a lot of this for charity. How did that come about, that you decided, let's do some stuff for charity?
Kimberly, you know, is a singer-songwriter on her own, and she had been doing gigs on her own even when she was in Boston. That was when we had time off.
Right.
And so at one point she said, gee, I could really use another guitarist along with me. So I started doing some gigs with her. And, again, it would be just the two of us playing acoustic guitars and singing her songs. And then there was a show in Chicago that was coming up for a benefit for the servicemen.
Yeah.
And they said, gee, it'd be nice if you had a full band to back you up, because it's going to be a big outdoor show. You're going to want a bigger sound. And that's really when it came together. We said, well, gosh, if we got Jeff on drums
and we have a band.
Played bass, we'd be
well,
a whole band.
Well, you know what?
It's just
a whole feel-good thing. And people want to get the CD, you can go to www.color3,
right?
.com.
Mm-hmm.
And get the CD, and not only that, it is so reasonably priced. You were the first band that I saw that had, I can pay that, so reasonably priced a CD. Thank you, because it's getting out of control, and it will soon be on, is it on CD Baby now?
I believe so. I know it's on iTunes, and it
it's
will
on
be
iTunes,
on Amazon.
It's on Amazon, but really, if you want to benefit the band and you want to support the arts by going directly to www.color3 to get the CD, because that's more direct. I know. I'm a comedian. And it's just so nice. It's just I can't imagine, and I hope, if you do a video, please send it to me. I want to put it on my cable show. The Happy song is terrific. And there's so many other songs, but I don't want to play them all because I want them to buy the CD. And it's just every song. This is one of those, I was going, every song I like. Okay, I like that one too. You have guests in the chat room. We have a chat room, but I don't know the guest. If you have any questions, please ask in the chat room. There's a sidebar up there. Can you believe it how fast the time has flown? And I'm going to extend the show to play your last song. But WWW, Color 3, come on, guys, Paint by Number. This is the CD to get now. I really did mean it when I said this. This is my road trip. I want to get in my car and drive somewhere now. Now I got to go somewhere, man. I got to play this and just drive. Top down,
that
I don't
care.
That was
a good reason.
It's a good reason, and it's a good reason to do that. So anything you would like to add, and I'm going to go out with Dance, because I love that song.
I love that, too. Nancy, I just wanted to thank you so much for having us on. What a pleasure it is to get the chance to speak with you as well.
And listen, I hope you guys don't mind, but I'm going to keep it in my switchboard, your songs, and I'm going to keep promoting it to play it more, and I'll give your website every time I play it, because people got to know. This is terrific, and I wish you all the luck in the world, and I just love it because you all came together, true artists, who love what they're doing and are just said, let's do more and let's keep creating because that's what it's all about.
That
so support
is.
The arts by supporting the arts, www, okay, Color 3, T-H-R-E-E, Paint by Number, the CD to get. And we're going to go out on what we got to do, which is dance all night. Thank you, Color 3, for being on the show. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
get the CD, www.color3paintbynumber. Awesome. Thank you, Jeff Neal, Gail Peel, and Kimberly Dom. Not only is it a great CD, they are awesome people. Thank you all. I'm Nancy Lombardo. This is Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Oh, just dance all night. That's all I have to say. Big kiss. Bye-bye.